Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 16, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah here is discussing a situation where a fire breaks out, and then usually the natural instinct of people is to put it out so they save their possessions. And the rabbis, the Chachamim, were scared that if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, then maybe people be so anxious that they might forget the laws of Shabbos and put out the fire. Therefore, they said a person does not save his possessions from a fire on Shabbos, besides for certain objects that he's allowed to save. And this Mishnah talks about which objects you could save. It says in Mishnah, Kol Kesvei HaKodesh, all the books of the scriptures, the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, Matzion Osob Bnei Adleika, well, may save them on Shabbos from a fire, Bein Shekorim Behen, whether we read from them, or Bein Shein Korim Behen, or whether they're not something that we read from. We'll see in the Mishnah what that means in a minute. The Mishnah says, V'afal Pi Sheksuv Mechaloshon, even when they're written in any language, so they're not only written in Hebrew, let's say they're written in English, so you're not allowed to save them necessarily from a fire, but nonetheless, Te'un and Geniza, you still have to put them in Sheamus. We know that you're not allowed to throw out Jewish books, and if, let's say, a person they become worn or torn, they have to be buried, even if they're in English. Now, the Mishnah goes back to what it said, why certain books were not read on Shabbos. Why are there certain books that were not read on Shabbos? So the rabbis decree that a person is allowed to learn Torah and Nevi'im, the Torah and the prophets, but they can't read Ksuvim, they can't read the scriptures on Shabbos. Why, says the Mishnah, because they will neglect to learn properly in the study hall. See, in those days on Shabbos, they would have special lectures in the shul, in the Beis Medrash, in the study hall, especially for people who are not so knowledgeable, and they would teach them the laws of daily living, of everyday Jewish life. And the Chachamim, the rabbis, prohibited a person to read Ksuvim on Shabbos so that they shouldn't become so fascinated by the Ksuvim that they're reading and forget to go to the Beis HaMedrash and thereby miss halachas, which are pertinent and very practical. The Mishnah continues, Matzilin tik ha-sefer ima-sefer. You're allowed to save the case of a sefer Torah together with the Torah itself from a fire. V'tik ha-tfilin ima-tfilin. You could save the case of the tefillin with the tefillin. V'av b'sheish b'sochan mos. Even if a person happens to have money and inside of one of this tefillin bag, for example, and the laws, you're not allowed to move money on Shabbos. However, in this situation, they figured if we're going to be guys enough to shake out the money and move it, the tefillin may end up getting burnt, and they permitted him to move the tefillin back. Well, hey, Chamatzilonoson, to where's a person allowed to bring them in order to save them? Lemavoi she'elam afulash, to an alleyway that's not open. The way it used to work in those days was you would have a house, and your house would open into a courtyard, and those courtyards would open into an alley. So an alley that's enclosed on three sides, but it's open to a Rishos HaRabim, to a public property on one side, that's called a mavoi she'eino mafulash, an alley that has a wall on three sides, and it's open only on one side. Now, even so, the rabbis only permitted a person to carry from the chatzar, from your courtyard, into the mavoi, into the alleyway, if there are two lechis. A lechi is a small post that one puts on either side of the opening. Here, they were lenient, that even if it just has one lechi, it only has one post, because of the fire, the rabbis were lenient, and they let you carry it out. And Miserit argues, and he's more lenient, and he says, Aflam a foolish, even to an open alley, an alley that has no post at all on the four side, as long as it has three walls, it's only rabbinically prohibited, and in that situation, the rabbis permitted a person to carry out in case of necessity, such as a fire. Apologies for the late Mishnah, but have a great day.